consideration today is the gospel lesson that you just heard from Matthew 25. And reflecting on that reading, have you ever noticed how much Jesus likes to talk about weddings? Today's gospel is just one example. He tells a story about waiting for the groom to show up. These days, that sounds like the beginning of a very unfortunate tale. But back then, the groom was sometimes delayed because he negotiated with the bride's family about a gift that he was to give in return for their daughter. Often the negotiations would be delayed by the bride's parents as a way of communicating that they thought their daughter was worth a little bit more than what the groom was offering. In Jesus' story, the bridesmaids are waiting through such a delay. But even though the groom was delayed, they were to be ready for his arrival to escort him into the wedding reception. Five of them, though, were not ready. They had time to get the extra oil that they needed, but they did not feel a sense of urgency to do it right away. So when the groom arrived, they had to rush off to the store to try to buy more oil. The problem was that when they returned and saw entrance to the feast, they were considered no different than any other uninvited person. The feast had started, the doors were locked. It was too late. All 10 girls knew that the groom would come and take them into the wedding feast. They didn't know exactly when, but they knew that no matter how late it got, he would eventually arrive. Now, it's been pointed out by various Bible commentators that the girls who took along the extra oil must have looked a little silly. Weddings usually took place in the daytime. At the latest, a groom would typically arrive in early evening. So why lug along extra bottles? Why complicate your life by preparing for something that's really unlikely to happen? Those girls whom Jesus calls wives could have been seen as pessimists, preoccupied with what might go wrong. Why worry? But it turns out they are prepared and the others are not. Those who had no oil for their lamps hurried to the store. Remember, it's midnight. By the time they get to the shopkeeper, get him out of bed, it's too late. The door to the wedding feast was closed. They banged on the door, but time had run out. They beg to be let in, and a voice comes out from behind the door. Certainly not. I don't know you. What a disturbing end to the story. What can we learn from it? Before we attempt an answer, here's another story. A young woman was expecting her boyfriend to show up. She was nicely dressed, waiting patiently. However, by the time he was an hour late, she figured that she had been stood up. So she went in, removed her makeup, put on her pajamas, got her snacks, sat down in front of the TV, and just as her favorite show was coming on, the doorbell rang. It was her boyfriend, and he stared at her wide-eyed. "I'm 2 hours late, and you're still not ready?" These stories are about waiting. And the one Jesus told is about a delay that is evident in the kingdom of God. from our vantage point, it seems clear that Jesus anticipated that our waiting for His return would be problematic. It would not be easy for us. Now, other parts of Scripture talk about why the delay is happening. It addresses that pretty directly. But this story really doesn't. All it says is that there will be a delay before the groom arrives. So what is the kingdom value that Jesus is expressing here? Well, today we might say it like this. You had one job. You've heard people say that, right? These bridesmaids had one job. It was to be found ready when the groom finally arrived. Because of a personal desire to honor the groom, some had prioritized this evening correctly. Others had not. And there were consequences both ways. What I think is key here for us to realize is that relationship drives the preparedness. In other words, the bridesmaids had one job, and those who knew the bridegroom personally knew how important this occasion was to him. And therefore, they gave readiness the priority over everything else. It was the priority over convenience, over expense, even over rest. All those things became less important because the groom was more important. So, Holy Christian Church, beloved children of God, you have one job. Do you understand it? And do you accept the task that has been entrusted to you? Jesus is saying, wait for me, be found ready. What does that look like? Well, I think it looks like honoring God above all other things, trusting Jesus for forgiveness and eternal life, getting to know God well by studying Holy Scripture, practicing His presence by diligent prayer, helping those who need help. These boxes are just one sign of that. To use the imagery of the parable, keep your lamps lit, burning brightly, and do whatever it takes to make that the priority. Now, of course, the real gut punch comes at the end of the story. The door to the reception is shut. A voice is heard saying, I don't know you. Or other translations say, I never knew you. This comes across as incredibly harsh. But when you stop to think about it, more than anything, it's a statement of fact. After all, the voice of the groom does not say, I never loved you, or I never called you, or drew you to myself, says I never knew you. What's implied is that if the groom was known by these bridesmaids, up and close and personally known, they would have ordered every detail of their lives around waiting for him. Well, why? Somebody might ask. What would inspire that kind of devotion? Well, if you accept that this wedding story is meant to describe the waiting that we are doing right now for Jesus' return, then something else locks into place. This is not the groom's first appearance. The groom had to do more than just attract his bride. He had to negotiate an exchange to gain her. And what a price he had to pay. He had to pay for all her mistakes, even her unfaithfulness, in order to secure a future in which they could share love. He was sentenced to die her death. And all this the groom does willingly because his bride is his pearl of great price, his treasure. The redemptive death of Jesus on the cross makes his union with his bride possible. The redemptive death of Jesus on the cross makes his union and connection with you possible. And if that man, that groom, tells you to wait and be ready, what else are you going to say? If you know him, if you know that you are that loved, that desirable to him, that he would empty himself, make himself nothing, and suffer the death penalty for you instead of you, isn't that someone you could build your life around? Isn't that someone for whom you would wait forever? Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we are waiting for you and we yearn for your appearing. Because we know you and the depth of your love, our heart's desire is to be found ready at your return. Move in us that our waiting might be active in works of love and service. Help us prepare the world to know you. In your mighty name we pray. Amen.